My guest today is Jennifer Hamilton, one of the pioneers in the pet resort industry, the Grand Paw. The resort for pets in Indio is celebrating its 20th anniversary. This is the Public Record Podcast. I'm managing editor Ken Allen. And what did you do before you got into this business?
I was in high-tech startups, so industrial computing, hardware, and software, and worked. My last position culminated in building the standards that drive the supply chain in the high-tech industry. So when you when you walk into Walmart and you purchase a computer, it goes all the way back in an automated fashion so that the screws that are made in Indonesia are made the next day for the next computer that has to be shipped. So that's my background. And then my husband, William, he came out of the packaging industry with working at Nestle. Well, Dow Chemical, Nestle, and his last position at Kaiser Permanente, managing supply chain.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, very different from what we do now.
So this is like a luxury resort, among other things, for pets. It's 2.5 acres. Kind of describe it.
Well, when we decided to do this, we wanted something that we would feel fantastic about taking our own dogs to. And there really wasn't anything out like it in the desert. So we went looking for a place with a fair amount of land where we could have a resort experience. And so we purchased 2.5 acres. There was nothing but a small home on it that was built in 1937. And we built the rest of the campus. We built 3 buildings for the pets that include indoor playrooms and cabanas and suites for the dogs to stay with us overnight.
Now you have a pool for the dogs, right?
We do. Okay. We do, and they love it.
tell us what's that. Is it not very deep, I guess?
Well, it's actually a standard pool.
Oh.
So it is. It does have a deep end, but it also, and it has a spa, attached spa that we keep at the same temperature as the pool. It has steps going in and out, and the staff are always there with them. We have a couple of staff. Sometimes the staff are in the pool with them. And the dogs that we take over are the dogs that are big-time swimmers. So they swim in their pool at home. They swim in lakes, something, swim in the ocean. So we take dogs over when they first start coming to the Grand Paw, if their owners would like them to go to the pool, and we see, do they like the pool? Are they comfortable? And then for the dogs that just love it, they go over, many days that they're with us.
So it's like a YMCA or the beach where you got a lifeguard tower there by the pool?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a lot. We have safety equipment. We also have a kiddie pool for the dogs that prefer to lay in the kiddie pool and just relax that way. But what happens, typically we do pool group around 10 o'clock, and the swimmers all know that it's pool day and that it's 10 o'clock or just before. And so they start lining up by the gate, and then we open the gate and they just go flying through the property over to the pool, and the tennis balls are flying and the dogs are belly flopping in the pool. And it's if you go to our Facebook page, you can see lots of videos of the dogs jumping and diving into the pool.
So they just naturally dry out in the sun, they shake off, and they don't need a lot of maintenance?
Yeah, what we do is after the pool time is over, it's usually a couple hours that we're at the pool with the dogs that swim, and then we have a yard with artificial turf, and we take them to that yard and they shake off and they kind of chill and lie around. They're pretty exhausted by then.
What other dog amenities do you have on the property, like pickleball and golf and that sort of thing?
We've at different times we've tried, maybe not pickleball, but we've tried different things. And, really the dogs that come that are social, they really just come to hang out with each other and play and run around and chase each other around the trees and lay in the sand or sunbathe. And so we found that that's really what they crave most, is just the social interaction with the other dogs, aside from the pool, of course.
So for the doggy day camp, who's the typical customer for that? Somebody who has a full-time job and drops their pet off like they would their child to school and then picks them up in the afternoon?
We found the most frequent customer is actually the, I got a little dog that's wanting to come in and visit, so I'm going to let him in here. That our most common customer is the senior who, somebody who's retired and wants to play golf or play tennis or go shopping or visit with friends during the day.
Uh-huh.
And let's say you get up in the morning, you have a 5-hour round of golf, maybe play some cards or mahjong, and you come home. Oftentimes then your dog's saying, well, if I sat around all day while you had fun, now it's my time for fun. But you know, when we're retired, we just kind of want to relax at the end of the day. Very quickly, we got a really nice following of people that dropped their dog off in the morning, went and played sports or did the things that they wanted to do, and then picked them up maybe 3-4 o'clock. Their dog's happy. They're happy. They go home. They sit and watch a little TV and have some dinner, and everybody's relaxed and happy. So we do have more and more people that are working and live here full time. And really want to have their dog, you know, get exercise while they're at work. But still, I'd say still just because of the kind of community we are, it's a very large retirement population.
You know, that makes perfect sense to me as you describe it, because when I think of retirement communities, I stereotypically, like I think most people, think of seniors kind of sitting around the house and cooking and sewing and doing that kind of activity, and it's a companion pet. But you're right, most of our seniors today are active, and they want to go out and play and shop and go to the hairdresser and whatnot, and the pet is kind of sitting there bored at home by themselves. What a great social activity, because the dogs in particular are very social creatures, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, in the desert here, we get used to people, you know, a lot of family and friends coming to visit, and they want to go out and do things. And it's great for your dog to have its own social community and friends that it visits with every day. And it makes for a happier dog and a happier home life. And sometimes we see, you know, clients might have a dog that's very active and they bring them for day camp all the time. And they think, maybe I should get another buddy for my dog and get another dog to keep him company at home, so I don't have to bring him for day camp all the time. And then the next thing you know, we have two dogs coming to the camp.
Well, because the pet gets used to it, and they're looking forward to that that visit.
Yeah.
Just like kids, you know, you ask any K-12 age kid, what do they like most about school? The answer is going to be seeing my friends, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And
so this isn't your grandfather's pet boarding at the vet, where they're put in a cage and left alone for the whole day. The dog is going out and playing and interacting and having a social engagement with other pets. How do you screen for dogs that are not properly socialized to be around other animals?
Well, we have a socialization test that we do. We do two things. We make sure that the pet is comfortable around new humans. We want to make sure that they're comfortable around our staff, and are not overly stressed or challenged in that way. And then we also do a socialization test with other dogs. And we start with talking to the owner. You know, most owners know whether their dog likes to be around other dogs, whether they've gone to the dog park, those kinds of things.
That's a good test, isn't it?
But then, so once we talk to the owner, then we, yeah. Most people aren't going to come to a social facility if they know their dog is not social. Mm-hmm. Of course, we require the social dogs to be neutered and spayed when they reach a year old. And then we have a socialization test with a group of dogs. And we start with one dog and a highly social dog. And we see how do they interact, what's their body language. And we have certain staff that are trained at our facility in dog body language and are certified. At any point, if the dog feels uncomfortable or we see some signs of stress, we might slow it down and stick with a smaller group until they can get more comfortable in a larger group. Some dogs like a big party, you know, like to go to happy hour and see everybody. So we try to understand each dog individually and what works best for them, and then tailor their activities accordingly.
Now, you also have grooming and bathing services, which is a pretty understandable, but you also have spa treatments.
Some customers like to do body work for their dogs, and just have specialized treatments like that. And if we have customers that are looking for that, we bring in specialists to provide that service while their dog is with us.
So they can have a facial, pedicure. What exactly do they get
Yeah,
to do?
certainly we certainly have pedicures.
Yeah.
We have special skin treatments, hypoallergenic treatments.
I bet dogs would like aromatherapy.
Yes,
You know,
they do. Some
dog
do and
biscuit
some
scent
don't.
sort of thing.
Depending on the dog breed and the circumstances, they smell between 10,000 and 100,000 times better than we do. So they don't need much aromatherapy, that's for sure.
So describe some of the shall we call them suites for the dogs? Where do they stay? What are the amenities?
We have cabanas and suites. The suites are large rooms with French doors and television for them to watch dog-related movies and videos. They have a nice fluffy bed. There's curtains if they prefer to have more privacy, or we can keep the curtains open. All the dogs that stay with us, they can see everything going on. There's no feeling of being enclosed or not being able to see out. And our cabanas are a little more basic than that, but still quite nice. They have full glass doors so they can see everything going on. And then we encourage clients to bring their own bedding so that the dog is really comfortable with their own smells and the things that they like, to bring their food and any treats or toys that they'd like to have in the room during the evening. And then what we do is we have a routine for all the dogs that are staying with us overnight. We start at 7 in the morning and all the dogs are going out, and they go out in groups based on their social structure and the kinds of dogs that they're comfortable with. And then our play groups start around 9 o'clock, and all the dogs that are social go out to the social play groups and they play all morning. And then we have a little rest break over the noon hour where everybody can just kind of unwind and calm down, relax, chill. And if there's any dogs that get treats at lunchtime or anything like that, then we provide those. And then the play groups start up again at 1 o'clock and go till dinner time, so that all the dogs are out playing and active in the nice weather. A lot of times they're outside for a good portion of the day. In the hot weather in the summer, we have fully climate controlled playrooms, and we separate the little dogs from the big dogs, so they each have their own play areas. And then we do dinner. Again, if any dogs have any medications, every dog has its own activity plan, its own meal plan, and its own health and medication plan, as specified by the owner. And then all the dogs go out again as a group in social groups again at 10 o'clock at night. They go out after dinner and then again at 10 o'clock at night. And so they're really going from 7 in the morning till 10 at night. And by the time nighttime comes around, they are tired.
My guest today is Jennifer Hamilton, one of the pioneers in the pet resort industry. We'll continue in a moment.
Ken Allen Media is your source to outsource your corporate communications, advertising and public relations advice and counsel, journalism and content creation, video and audio editing, and professional voiceovers. Consider Ken Allen Media's Easy Press Release service. For just $49.95, you'll get a professional press release of approximately 350 words with email distribution to Coachella Valley media outlets. Need content for your website or social media posts? Ken Allen Media is your source. And when was the last time you updated your recorded phone messages? Ken Allen Media is your source to write and produce professional message greetings and prompts that respect your customers' time and get them connected to the right department fast. Visit KenAllenMedia.com.
We're back with Jennifer Hamilton, one of the pioneers in the pet resort industry. Do the suites and cabanas have cameras so the owner can check on their pet?
We don't have cameras for the owners. We have security cameras for our staff and for monitoring, but we don't have cameras at this time for clients.
Now, you have a boutique for pet items. Do you have, like, obviously the usual things, maybe pet toys and grooming aids, but what about things like Halloween costumes? Do you have some seasonal items there?
You know, we do around the Christmas holiday, we do some seasonal items. But you know what's interesting about the retirement community? It's a little bit different from the metropolitan areas where you have a lot of younger pet owners. The the retirement community is not as I'll say into dressing up their dog or mm-hmm. those kinds of things as the younger community is. We do have some clothing items, but mostly we have really interesting toys and treats and puzzles and things like that that keep their dog busy and active and interacting with them.
Now, we've been talking a lot about dogs, but you do cats and birds. Anything else?
Well, we've had a goldfish.
Oh, really?
We had a guinea pig once. We've had a hamster. We had a turtle. But they're kind of far and few between, in terms of those pets.
So 20 years of business, what's the big takeaway that you've learned? If someone else was going to start one of these businesses in another part of the country, what advice would you give them? Like the top three things.
Yeah. So the first thing is, and I know this is going to sound obvious, but it really is not, is you just have to love dogs and certainly cats too, but you just have to love them at your core. Uh-huh. We have a hiring process, and in the first 2 weeks, we can tell immediately whether people just really have a passion or whether they're just doing it as a job. And if you're just doing it as a job, it won't work. And it's same with if you're just doing it as a business. The second thing I would say is it's such a people business. You are part of the family of most of your clients. You are integral to what they do. You're going through, we have dogs that have been with us, I think the oldest dog right now that's been with us 17 years. Mm. And so you're seeing them through their children growing up or marriages or grandchildren. We have people that have been with us 18 years, 17 years, 16
really?
Years. That's really important to us to do whatever we need to do as a business to really support our staff in a way that it makes it a good work environment and they really want to be there and be part of, our customers' lives. And then the third thing I would say, and this would be really for business owners, is that you really need to have a lot of processes in place that manage quality and care. Intel coined the phrase copy exactly, which is meaning like you have to have repeatable processes so that you can manage quality in a meaningful way. And then also if anything doesn't go according to plan, that you have an audit afterwards on what worked, what didn't work, what did anything, fail. And so that you can immediately fix it and make sure it doesn't happen again. And so we have all those things in place. We have a fantastic onboarding system, training program where everybody gets trained in the same way. There's no guesswork at all. And we take that very, very seriously. So as a business owner, I think in this kind of industry, that's absolutely critical when you're dealing with living animals.
Well, I was going to ask you about your recruiting process, but it doesn't sound like you have much turnover.
We work really hard to have as little turnover as possible. And part of that is because we have such a good training program that we weed people out pretty quickly in the training process. They don't even get to working on their own independently unless they've gone through that whole extensive process. And the ones that aren't going to work, we weed out pretty quickly.
So what's next? What's in development that you can share with us? Any secret projects?
because my husband and I would call it semi-retired, mm-hmm. that this is our second career, if you will. We really, and again, this sounds very simplistic, but we just really want to keep doing what we do really well. We, are at an age where we're not really looking to expand to other locations or to grow the business, but we really are proud of what we do and we feel that we do it really well and we just want to keep that up. We just don't ever want to take that for granted and we want to do the best by our customers that we can do.
Well, Jennifer Hamilton, you're a great guest and what a great concept, the Grandpa. How do they find you and what's the process to get started with you?
Our website is thegrandpaw.com. So you can get a lot of information there. And we really encourage people to give us a call. Tell us about your pet. Tell us what you're looking for. And we'll kind of come up with a plan for you. And then it's not always possible, but we really like people to come in advance of their first visit and give us a chance to meet their dog, to meet them, talk through, give them a nice tour, do the socialization test if they want their dog to be in the playgroups, and really get to build, start the relationship that way. Because oftentimes when you're dropping off, it can be a little bit stressful with everything new. And so we like to really encourage people to come ahead of time. And one of the things that just tickles me is that when you come to our place, we have a big, big wooden door to our lobby. And what you'll see is you'll see lots of scratch marks. But the scratch marks on the outside are on the outside with the dogs trying to get in. And I think that's our just greatest claim to fame, is that the dogs just can't wait to come in. We have some dogs that are scratching on the door to get in, and then when the owners come pick them up, they lay down in the lobby and the owners can't get them out. So,
and they need to bring some sort of paperwork from their vet too, don't they?
Yes, we do. We're sticklers on vaccines. Just like with humans, there are a variety of things that dogs can get. We want to do everything that we can do to prevent anything. And then we also have HVAC unit in our facility. All of them in the dog areas are hospital grade, with hospital grade HIPAA filters on them. And then the whole facility is cleaned every day. We have a full-time housekeeping staff.
My guest today has been Jennifer Hamilton, one of the pioneers in the pet resort industry. Jennifer, thanks for joining us today. The Grandpa, celebrating 20 years here in the Coachella Valley. They're located at 51750 Jackson Street in Indio, California. The Public Record Podcast is a public service of the Public Record, the Coachella Valley's Business News Weekly, and a production of Ken Allen Media. Visit us at kenallenmedia.com.